아이징 하자.
I got up and I kicked on the news, as I often do to start the day, just to kind of see what's going on. I checked the alerts on my phone, you know, do what a lot of people do, check the alerts. And I look up at the TV and I say, that is a good-looking young man. I say, that is a good-looking human being right there. Look at that tie. Sharp-dressed man. And at that hour, because it was like, I don't know, 5:15, 5:20, and I realized there's Congressman Bill Heisinger from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District on Fox and Friends. The early edition thereof, up on there on Fox News. And I said, you know, if you got some time, stop by. He says, I do. He says, for you, Steve, I'll do it. So Congressman Bill Heisinger on the line from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Good morning.
Good morning. And Gruber, the only thing I would suggest, though, is either you need to get your coffee earlier in the morning or you really need to have your eyes checked. If you think that was good looking at 5:30 this morning.
Oh, you're all cleaned up. It's like, you know, and I know how that works. Your wife says you are not going on television looking at it. Fix your hair. I get that. big day in Michigan, though. They had you on me a bit. I've said probably for the most part since the end of the 2016 election cycle, the biggest, most pivotal state, even though it only has 16 electoral votes, is Michigan. I mean, I think Michigan is the key. Whoever wins Michigan on the 3rd of November this time around, I think will be headed to the White House, either returning or going for the first time. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I wholeheartedly agree. In fact, one of the clips leading into me being on Fox this morning was Joe Biden saying that. That might be the only thing I agree with Joe Biden, but I do agree that Michigan is key. The road to the White House runs through Michigan. Interesting that Gary Peters hasn't taken a position as to whether he supports Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. Could be because he's running scared on the election for himself. But this has certainly got Michigan Democrats freaked out.
Well, it's possible that Gary wasn't told who he's supposed to support, so he's confused. You know, if he didn't get a memo from Debbie, he might not have an idea of what he's supposed to do. It can be a little tough. And yes, John James.
It's hard thinking independently.
Well, it is. And John James, his fundraising has been tremendous thus far. And I think that Gary Peters is going to have all he can handle come November 3rd. What do you think of that?
Oh, totally. Absolutely. I mean, a sitting senator getting outraised three quarters in a row is unheard of. I know. Yeah, you know, the Democrat senatorial campaign is.
A little bit of difficulty there, Bill. We lost you with the senatorial campaign, then your phone took a little bit of a dive. Are you back?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
There you go. Anyhow, hear you. Dropped out a little bit.
Everybody's freaked out, but I can tell you this, that, you know, people are charged up and ready to fly, as John James would say, and you know, this is going to be a very, very expensive cycle because you've got a presidential campaign that everyone agrees runs through Michigan. You've got one of the most pivotal senatorial races happening with John James and Gary Peters. All the congressional seats are up, which had just flipped two of those seats to the Democrats last election.
Right.
So, you know, the House is trying to get those back. And, this is going to be a very, very active election year in Michigan.
Very active. And, of course, then you throw in this wild card of the coronavirus. And having said that, if you didn't realize, I'm off campus in a secret bunker right now because I'm in virus exile for having attended CPAC. And the mothership decided yesterday, well, maybe you should go broadcast elsewhere for a couple of weeks. I said, if you insist. So I am in a secret bunker, COVID-19 Studio B today, away from the broadcast center. What's that?
I said, hopefully it's somewhere warm.
It's not. It's still here in the great state of Michigan, but so it is. So I guess my question to you is, I'm looking at all of this panic. I look at the stock market take a 2,000-plus point dive. The futures, by the way, are up 1,000 points. So this continues to bounce around. The president putting out some ideas of lowering payroll tax and keeping the economy strong. Of course, the Democrats complain about that. But if the economy tanks, that doesn't really help things in regards to the virus. Now, does it? Wouldn't that be the right thing to do, to be proactive, to make sure the economy is taken care of and that people don't have to take money out of their own pocket to be tested? Those are the sorts of things that he's talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's sad that that coronavirus has turned into a political football, but it is. What markets are looking for, and the markets are very, very fickle, what they're looking for is stability and predictability. And what the president did was send the message that the White House is going to be looking to do whatever it can to help stabilize the situation. That's
right.
Really the message that they needed.
And the good news, for people that are missing it, there is good news today. Overnight in China, a total of 19 new cases reported in a nation of a billion. That's the place where the outbreak exploded, the Wuhan virus, some people call it. 19. Cases also plummeting in South Korea. It has peaked, and they had 7,300 people get ill. They've tested 194,000. So maybe for those two countries, the arc has come and gone. And to me, that would be good news, because it might mean that, you know, 30 or 60 days down the road, maybe the United States is also on the backside of this, which would be very good news for all of us. I'll give you the last word here on primary day 2020, Bill.
Well, Joe Biden is as much a status quo as Hillary Clinton was 4 years ago in the primary. We're going to see Bernie Sanders has a history in Michigan. Joe Biden's got momentum, but we'll see if Bernie Sanders is going to be able to save his campaign. I think he's got to win Michigan or do significantly well and better than he had been on Super Tuesday. And we'll see. But at the end of the day, wages are up, the economy is up. Maybe
that's
Michigan
right.
means something again, and I think it's good for Donald Trump.
And I just hope Bernie doesn't get out before he has a chance to debate Joe Biden for 2 hours straight. I mean that. Congressman Bill Heisinger, thank you. You look terrific today. Thank you for stopping up by on this Tuesday.
All right, and I hope the bunker is treating you well. We're good. Get quarantined quickly.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.